The draw for the Australian Open is out. Craig Tiley, the CEO of Tennis Australia, is online now to talk about it. G'day, Craig.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good. Got a bit on at the moment, have we?
We have. We've just finished the draw. First time talking to you, and we've... I'm very excited about it because it's going to be some tough decisions to make over the next few days for Monday and Tuesday because there are so many matches on the men's and women's side that are going to be close earlier on. You know, Roger Federer, for example, wasn't in the top 16, so he's a 17 seed. And then, you know, on the men's side, we have Djokovic playing Verdasco, which is unbelievable. It's only a final in most events around the world.
Oh, wow.
So that's the first round. And on the women's side, it's Serena Williams playing Belinda Bencic, who probably should have been seeded. And so that's a very tough match. So I'm really excited. It's going to be tough to make some decisions on it, but because we have so many choices, but definitely exciting for the fans and for those that want to watch tennis this month.
Now, have you actually announced who'll be on the first night's program and those sorts of details at this stage, Craig?
We haven't done it yet, Kevin, because I've just walked down from the stage and picked up the phone and talked to you. So we haven't, we'll go and look at it now. We've got to wait, actually, for the next 24 hours, got to wait for the qualifying to finish.
Yep.
Because we can't do the next draw until we have one of this draw finished. And then also the results in Sydney and Auckland and Hobart, and they come through. So we fully expect to announce which halves of the draw are going to play later on today, and then tomorrow by the afternoon what the lineup will be for Monday and Tuesday.
You mentioned that Roger's not in the top 16 now. That one drop down to 17 opens him up a little bit more, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does. It means that those top 16 seeds are looking closely. And it did work out that it was Burdich and Nishikori and that group looking and saying, oh boy, this is a tough draw to be in. But I think there's no question any time that Roger was going to be going to be positioned, he's going to be a tough float, and it's just how it works out with the seeding. But that again provides our fans an opportunity to see him early and to cheer him on, because I think he's very popular, as we know, and I think our fans like to see him progress all the way to second week.
Craig, the Aussies, what have you been able to garner from some of the Aussies who've been their first encounters in the competition?
Well, there's some tough first rounds. Omar Jasica, the left-handed young up-and-coming player, plays David Ferrer from Spain, and Ferrer has been a top 10 player for the last 12 years. So, it's going to be a very difficult first round match. On the women's side, we've got the Aussies versus the Brits, because Dasha Gavrilova plays Naomi Brody and Sam Stosur plays Heather Watson. So that's going to be there on the bottom half of the draw. So that's going to be tough for our Aussie girls. And then Nikiraos, Bernie Tomic, their draws are fairly good. And there's a couple of tough ones with some of the younger players. But it's great. We have Australia, like the United States, have the most number of under 23 ranked players in the top 500. So exciting for the future. And some of these young players are going to have an opportunity to showcase where their form and where they're at.
Craig, there's been talk about how different the whole complex looks at the moment, a new entryway, all those sorts of things. It just grows and grows and grows. How are you feeling about the 2017 tournament as we sit just, several hours away from the start of it?
Yeah, Kevin, I think we're really excited about 2017. It's a very different site. We've invested a lot this year on making the fan experience even better than it's been before, and it's hard to top previous years because I think it's been so good for them. But it's a bigger site. The entry coming down the bridge across Baffin Avenue from Fed Square is a fantastic opportunity for our fans to just walk quickly into the main part of the site. The new entertainment, the music we have, the new ball kids zone, the ballpark zone for kids, and then the Grand Slam Oval, all the food and entertainment we have out there. So it's just an unbelievable entertainment experience. We think the best ticket, for $40, you get on site and you can come and watch tennis and be entertained for 12 to 15 hours if you want. So there's no question. I think it's going to be a great open. The ticket sales are very strong. We still have tickets available. We were reminding our fans to go out and get some. And now with this draw, particularly early on, there's going to be some really good tennis.
And there always is, I guess, people who hang back and wait until they see what happens in the draw and then pick and choose some seats and where they want to be in the first couple of days from that.
Yeah, more and more we're finding fans do that. But they always know, in the nighttime matches, we have 23 sessions where at night they're going to get some great tennis. And Rod Laver is our number one court. We put the best matches, we put the superstars on Rod Laver, and And that's the court where you're guaranteed to see the best of the best. And then, of course, we go down from there. Margaret Court is the number two court, and then the rest of the courts are all ground pass holders, but there's no reserve seating there. So that's where we encourage people to go out and get there. We still have some Rod Laver tickets available, but we're going to see, you know, early on, the first few days, we'll see the top players in the world compete and some tough first-round matches.
You mentioned the amount of entertainment that's available there, that I guess you'd call it the non-tennis entertainment that's available. That's increased this year. There's no end to what you've got on offer. The only thing you can't do there is sleep there.
That's probably well. Maybe you've got an idea for the next redevelopment phase. But there's no question that I think it's right. I mean, there's so many different things to do. And now they say bring the kids, and there's a whole zone set up just for kids, and a whole zone set up for those that just want to enjoy some of the best restaurants. In fact, for the first time, you know, ever, we've got a New York restaurant joining us, and they've brought their whole crew down. And there's, you know, 12 new different restaurants. The Australian Open Festival on the other side of Burrung Mon, you know, between the venue and Fed Square's great opportunity. That's free for fans. Last year we had a quarter of a million people just hang out and have a good time there for 2 weeks. So if we take that group and our ticket holders, we expect at least a million people to be here for the next 2 weeks.
And those music fans that get there, you know, every now and again a tennis match interrupts their rock concert. I mean, that's Craig, what are you thinking?
60 plus bands. Some of Australia's best acts are coming. We have a whole area set aside now for the music, a full stage, and we're calling it open sessions. And if you're a music fan and you just happen to know about tennis, so we're going to find we're going to be filling it up with the music fans too. And that's one way to get the music fans into tennis, because they'll get to watch it as well.
It's an amazing event, and we talked about this yesterday, but the fact that it is the premier world event in this country, not just this city, but the focus it brings to Melbourne is quite unbelievable. I mean, worldwide, the attention that we get in the next 2 weeks is quite startling.
Well, you know, look, I appreciate you saying that. It's unmatched. You're right, there's nothing like it. We're very proud of it. I always tell the federal and state governments as well, they're very proud of it, and that's why they continue to help us make it very special. And we, you know, we've got a great team. There's 8,500 people working this month on making this event possible, and that's a lot of staff. And I know we're going to bring millions and millions of dollars of benefit back into the economy and back into the country, but one thing that money cannot buy is the exposure that we're going to get for these next 2 weeks around the world and the celebration of the city of Melbourne and our country. So there's no question that this is a great opportunity for us to feel really proud of everything that we offer.
That other intangible thing, Craig, is like the experience for people who are doing either working as a ball boy or a ball girl, or who are driving those AO cars that I see on the streets all the time. You know, they've got officials and they've got players in the back there. They're ferrying around the place. The experience that they get out of that, and they're just average Melburnians and, you know, kids from schools and stuff. That's spine tingling. Some of that stuff.
Well, we've got some drivers that have been, we celebrated a driver at the end of December, had been working 50 years and was 80 years old. So we've got some unbelievable stories of drivers. And you can imagine at the very beginning, some of our drivers were driving the players even just when professional tennis was starting. So we more than anywhere have got some beautiful stories of people, and the drivers are the first group that get to have a conversation with the players. You're sitting in the same car from the airport mostly, so you have a good hour with them, and their stories are sometimes amongst the best, the drivers, the ball kids, and those people that are on the court. So we'll have a lot more stories over the next 2 weeks and a lot more things to talk about, because there are so many people involved in this fantastic event.
And by the look of the weather forecast for early in the week, over the first couple of days, temperatures in the 30 to start off with, but 38, so high 30s by Tuesday. So we'll have all those stories again as well.
We'll have those. Well, the weather looks fantastic, actually, the next 10 days. One day where it's a bit warm, but it's a dry heat, I've been told. We have the Weather Bureau right here on site, so they're able to give us up minute-by-minute updates, and they're very accurate with it. And the main worry we always have is rain, because we've got to act pretty quick on that. But these players are well conditioned and prepared for that, and they know that those that are playing on Tuesday are going to probably have a bit of a warmer day than Monday, but then it cools down again the next 3 days. So we're in for our fans. We're in for a good 7 days. Then we don't go beyond the following 7 days because it's far in advance.
Yeah, no, it looks fantastic. Good luck, Craig. I know you're a busy man. Thank you so much for your time today. We'll no doubt speak over the next 2 weeks.
Pleasure, anytime. Good to have a chat. And we encourage our fans to get out there and get their tickets, come watch some tennis because you're going to see nothing like it. This is an unbelievable draw.
No, it is terrific stuff. Craig Tiley there, the CEO of Tennis Australia. The Australian Open draw is out.